day and welcome to another episode of the Voices of the Legacy with yours truly, Pastor Carl. Today, we're honored to have with us someone I've known most of my life, none other than Pastor Kedron Legree, dedicated leader of the Living Vine Church Toledo. As a spiritual guide, Pastor Legree is not only shepherded his congregation with wisdom and faith, but has also extended his ministry through the founding of PrayAlways.com, a platform that encourages constant prayer and spiritual growth. Pastor Legree, it's a privilege to have you today on the show, and we're excited to hear more about your journey and the incredible impact that you've had on our community here in Toledo and Lucas County, quietly but effective. Good morning, Pastor Legree. How are you this morning?
Well, good morning, Pastor Carl Mitchell. It is good. We did go to the same church together. I went to Bible Way, came out of Bible Way. And of course, the joy of the Lord is our strength and our peace. And I'm just so glad to be a worker for the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, if there's anything, I've had other occupations that I've done down through the years that earned me my Social Security. I was a TV repairman and a piano tuner. So just little things like that, that I just thank God for his grace. But my greatest ministry is giving out the word of God and ministering in the community.
Interesting. So you said that you repaired televisions. Now, who did you used to work for when you were repairing TVs?
Oh, I used to work for Accurate TV and two other companies, but mainly that was the main one that spent most of my time repairing TVs.
Full disclosure, Accurate TV was my dad's company back in the
day.
That's how one of the ways I knew Pastor Legree. He also was over our, you were over the audio recordings of the sermons back in the day with my grandfather, Dr. Carl E. Mitchell Sr. Yeah. So you have a storied history, but it seems like electronics is kind of your thing.
Yes.
Or was.
It was. It was along with my preaching, because you have to do something while you're not preaching. Amen. And you know what I tell our young men? Get a job. You know, because, you know, the strangest thing about that is when you feel good about yourself, then you can project it out wherever you go.
Yes.
You have a story. You have a legacy. You have something you can say about yourself, and then people can say about you back. But when you don't have a story, you don't have anything good, people say, who's he? You know, what did he do? But when you can stand up on your own two feet and tell them your story or your legacy, then you feel good inside.
Yeah, that's very true. That's very true. I would agree with that. You began your ministry career at the historic Bible Way Church, Toledo. Is that correct?
Yes.
Under the leadership of the late Bishop Dr. Carl E. Mitchell Sr. How did your experience there shape the path of your ministry?
Oh, how did that do that? I was close to him. I called him, a lot of people called him Dad.
Yeah.
You know, I was a young man. It was just the church was my life. And you know what? I want to say this to the young men out there. I had a father, but I really didn't know him. He didn't raise me. I was raised by my grandmother. And when I met Pastor Mitch, I called him Pastor, well, we called him Dad, he became my father figure. He became the teaching that I needed. And there's a lot of young men out there, they need to grab somebody and say, this is I'm holding on to. See, I may not know everything, but through you, I can learn a lot. I can see a lot. And, you know, that keep them out of the street. Because when you got a man that you look up to that's working all of his life, then what do you want to do? You want to work also. But if you out there in the street and you see you have street people that you look up to and live to, guess what your life is going to be? So I'm going to say this as a pastor. I'm a pastor. I actually got a couple of titles, but I'm a pastor. I'm a rest home ministry. I have my own show. a TV show. I started recording my Sunday messages. But anyway, when you've got that, you've got something going. You've got something to lead you where you don't go backwards. And I'm going to say this. Not every good idea is a good idea. It may sound good. It may look good. But, you know, when you go down to work it out, to put the pieces in the puzzles, you'll find pieces missing. And you say, I didn't think of that. You need somebody to guide you. You need something to look up, somebody to look up to that has a personal relationship with them. Yes, we got many movie stars, you know.
Yeah,
people want to be like that. But that's not going to reach here, the heart. That's not going to reach your brain. It's just, it's a good idea.
Yeah.
But you need to have something that grounds you and somebody that you know that's been grounded and that has a reputation themselves.
Yes.
That you're not just looking up to the flesh of the man or the woman. Don't let me leave the women out, our beautiful women. I thank God for my beautiful wife, Gladys Legree, who's meant so much to me. Had so many good words and wisdom to share. You know, it surprised me. I don't know everything. and you know what? This was saying Batman, and Robin was talking to Batman. Robin said to Batman, you know everything. And Batman says to Robin, I don't know everything. There's a couple of things I don't know. And it was like, I said, that is funny. A couple of things that we don't know. There's a lot of things we don't know. But if we're going in the right pathway, then we'll get there.
So it sounds like mentoring.
Mentoring, yes.
Yeah, has played a big part in your journey and your travels. And the legacy of your ministry moving forward from where you came from, what we mentioned in regards to your recording of the services, has led you into broadcasting on Channel 69 and your podcast, The Legree Report, that you've recorded in the past.
Yeah, we did that.
Yeah. How do you view the role of media in spreading the message of faith that you're talking about and the importance of mentoring and such things?
Okay. Well, right now, media, you know, we've expanded. There was a time you could talk to people and say, did you know that? And they would say they didn't know it. But now, this time is, I'll Google it.
That's true.
Like, what you don't know, Google it. I even tell them, Google it. You know, we're in a different time period. There is not anything that you can't get information on, whether it be, mainly Google on the internet, whether it be in the books in the library, whether it be the people that you meet, because we meet more people now.
Yeah.
And we can travel more. There was a time we had to stay in Toledo, but now there's a time you can travel all over the world. And we have information like anything else. And of course, I'm going to stop here and say this, but most of all, we have the Bible. We have God's Word.
Understood. And leading into that, your involvement with the National Day of Prayer, reaching out into the national platform, and you've been platformed as well in the political realm, of which we're not really talking about today, but leading prayer at some national political events. Tell us about the National Day of Prayer and your involvement with that here in Toledo.
I started working with the National Day of Prayer, but we did the March for Jesus. Y'all remember the March for Jesus? It was big. We'd march downtown, and there'd be thousands that would march. And that went on until it died out. And then I joined the National Day of Prayer. And so I went to the headquarters and visited there. I spent about 3 days and came back. But what it was, it hit my desire of prayer. Because if you can't pray, if you can't humble yourself, because prayer says, God, I need you. And I need you to come down to me. Prayer also says, I got somewhere to go. there's a solution somewhere. Prayer says that God got you. It's covering you. Mm-hmm. Prayer says, I'm not lost. I'll stay right here and follow somebody. And thank God for that. So, you know what? I've been watching the news. They're talking about all the suicide that the people are going through afterward. That's because they haven't said, well, Lord, I'm at the end of my rope. But you can extend the rope. Mm. That's because they don't see this place, but there's always a place over there. Where doors close, God can open the door. And I'm going to say this right here. Sometimes your personality opens the door.
Yeah.
It does. People just say, I like you. What can I do for you?
Yeah. Hopefully they say that.
Well, hopefully they say that. If they don't like you, they don't offer you anything.
Well, have you had any stories like that at your event? And tell us about the event. Is it something that you have every year here in Toledo?
Yes. Okay. Here in Toledo, I do the National Day of Prayer. Mm-hmm. There's about four or five programs going on. Mm-hmm. I do the one at the courthouse on Adams Street. So we start at 12 to 1. It's an hour prayer. Mm-hmm. We have speakers that come and speak on the topics that we have that the headquarters want us to speak on. Mm-hmm. And beforehand, I talk to the people. I give them their topic and ask them, this is what we're going to pray about. And I pray. I pray that they pray something that touch people. Mm-hmm. You don't know the insight, the wisdom of a person until you hear their mouth.
Yes.
Till you hear their vision. And I put on my sheet of paper here a purpose. When we go down there, we have a purpose to pray because we bless this nation. There's no nation greater than America. God has blessed us, and that's what he told us, and that's what he promised us, and that's what he promised me. Mm-hmm. If you follow me, I'll bless you.
And the responsibility of that blessing is to bless others.
To bless others.
I'll be honest, full disclosure, I've been at the event.
And the
last event, I remember at the end, we were wrapping it up. Oh, not this year, the previous year. A young lady came across the street from, I think it was Child Services or something like that.
Yeah, Children's Services.
Children's Services. And she heard what was being said, and she just completely broke right there for what she was going through with her children and whatnot, and asked for prayer. We were done, and she asked for prayer, and it really struck me. When you make yourself available and show care and show love and display that, people need something bigger than themselves.
Right.
And when you do that in the public square, I don't know if there's anything more effective. It's great having churches and church houses where we come to fellowship together. Mm-hmm. But the calling is to go out into all the world and show the love of God to compel people to come. And I was struck at that opportunity. It was a Kleenex moment.
it was. We always invite Children's Services because they're right across the street. But our heart is for the children.
Yes.
You know, the children will still be our future. Mm-hmm.
Talk about your involvement with the IMA and the Merge movement. You've been actively involved in the IMA Toledo and Merge Toledo. Could you share with us these organizations, their focuses, and their involvement in our community and the missions and faith?
The IMA is what the Interdenominational Ministers Alliance.
Alliance, that's right.
And that's mainly Black. And then the Merge is mainly white, but it's the ministers' groups, and it's the two major ones that I'm involved with and love them both, ministers in both of them. But I just thank God that we could come together and fellowship in some group, you know, that we have. Or how can I say it? Come together in our religious belief. Mm-hmm. Amen. No man's an island. And definitely, I'm not an island, and I wouldn't want to be an island. Mm-hmm. I tell my wife I need her. She say, what for? You going out, you doing this, doing that. But I said, my heart is filled when I'm with you. Mm-hmm. I married you for that. You know, everybody can be involved in this and that and this and that. But everybody in their life needs somebody that fills them up mm-hmm. while they're filling other people up.
Awesome.
And I said, thank the Lord for that. God is good and he's worthy to be praised. So I have a purpose. And can I tell the story right quick?
Go ahead.
I was going to the Salvation Army on Upton and Sylvania. And as I was coming in, there was this couple. They were coming out. Both, he had his arm filled. She had her arm filled. And I ran quickly, well, I walked quickly, mm-hmm. and opened the door for them. Mm-hmm. And held the door as they went out. They thanked me. And I had just been, I think I preached, I'd been thinking about it, that we should be a servant to one another.
Yes.
I don't care how big it is, how little it is. We should be a servant. And you know what? I felt good in here. Mm-hmm. That's my heart. It wasn't anything big.
Yes.
I've done it before. Mm-hmm. But just at this time, I felt somebody needed me to be a servant.
Awesome.
To them. And I just said, thank you, Lord. So I don't never want to forget, let God use you mm-hmm. in the way he needs you and other people need you.
Awesome. So that sounds like the benefits of being a servant. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people attempt to attain places and positions and titles of authority without thinking of the benefits of serving. And just being kind one to another. And that lends itself to one of our final topics, your ministry of service in senior citizens homes here in Toledo. Can you tell us more about your senior home ministries and how it brings hope and comfort to the elderly in our community?
That is one of the first place I preached at. Was a nursing home. Mm-hmm. The missionary women would go into to nursing homes as part of their activities. Mm-hmm. I started going with them. And I fell in love with our older folks. I fell in love with that ministry and what God was doing in there. You know, because I was thinking, one time we'll get old and we're going to need somebody to ask me how my day's going. We're going to get old. We're going to need somebody to care for us. Mm-hmm. When we're going to get old, somebody's going to have to slow down their day to be with us. Mm-hmm. And so I've been doing that for over 36 years. And at one time, I was going to 5 services, and I was going on one on Sunday. My wife told me, she said, dear, you need to stay home with your children on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And so I had to cut that one out.
Yeah.
Because I knew what she meant. The family is a part, too. Don't ever forget your family. Don't ever forget your little boys or your little girls.
Yes.
Never forget your brothers and your sisters. But most of all, never forget the relationships that you built mm-hmm. out of your family.
Take care of home first.
Yeah, take care of home.
Yes.
And take care of people that you commit to. You know, I got friends that they're family too. Mm-hmm. They're not blood family, but they mean something to me.
Yes.
And I never want to forget that.
So I'll say openly here on this platform, I would consider you that. You're definitely family, Pastor Kedron.
Yeah.
And we're not blood, as far as I know, we're not blood related.
No, we're not blood related.
The challenges and rewards of ministry are great, mm-hmm. As you've faced many challenges, even in some limitations in your life in ministry. Looking forward, what are some of the hopes and goals, not only for the Living Vine Church that you have in your broadcast ministry, but yourself personally?
I got down here on my note, purpose. We got to keep in mind our purpose. Because if we forget our purpose, we can get our eyes off of our purpose onto somebody else's. Mm. And somebody, there's that saying, the grass is always greener on the other side.
Oh, wow.
It's always easier on the other side.
Yeah.
But when we keep our purpose, but feel good. But we commit. It might be big, it may be small. Bible Way Church I came from, we were like 600 or 700 people mm-hmm. on Sunday morning. And when I started doing rest home ministry, I was preaching to 5 or 13. And one morning, this is a good story, I was sick and I wasn't feeling good. So I said, well, they just won't bring them down. This was Sunday. The Lord started talking to me. He said, are you going to go to work tomorrow? I said, well, yeah, I got to go to work. And when he said that, it came on to me. I esteemed this ministry that I was doing, the 5 folks, the 6 folks, or whatever was coming down, lighter than the work that I was doing to make an income. And the Lord said, don't count anything I give you less than important. Whatever task I give you, don't count it less. I don't care if it's 1 person, 2 or 3, or 1,000. But I know in my heart that everything, Lord, let me do it to the glory of God.
Awesome.
Everything.
Awesome. And thank God for that. Thank God for you and your ministry here.
Amen.
And thank you so much for coming on the Voices of Legacy today to share your story at your very young age. We're not going to say how young you are today, are you? Going to say how young you are? Oh, boy. I'm so tempted because you don't look your age at all.
Well, I don't mind telling. I'm 71.
Wow.
71.
Well, I think all of your activities definitely keep you going, keep you young.
Oh, yeah. I still do exercise. And
you take care of your wife as well.
Yeah. Well, she does good. I do the husband thing.
Oh, okay.
The husband thing. And I want her to depend on me, that because when I do that, then she loves me. And I feel good, and it keeps our relationship alive. When two people don't talk, they fall apart. Mm-hmm. When two people don't do things together, they fall apart. When two people don't look at each other and laugh. And you know what? If I have time, I want to share this with you. I said, Gladys, I said, you're just as beautiful when I first met you. She said, but she's 10 years older than I am. She said, but no, I'm not. You're putting on. I said, do you know what you fall in love with is what the person looks like? Mm-hmm. And they look the same even when they get old. Bing Crosby or who else, I would know them. I don't care how old you get. You know them because what? It's the combination mm-hmm. of your mother and your father, the way you look, that stays the same. I didn't say your skin was young. I said you're still as beautiful when I first saw you. I didn't say you get around as fast, but you still, I can see what I saw in you the first time I saw you.
Wow.
And that's what life is and love is. So she finally accepted it. So I said, well, that's what I see every time I look at you.
Wow. That's beautiful. Beautiful. You said Bing Crosby. I was thinking Sinatra. You're nobody until somebody loves you.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Or Sammy Davis Jr. You can recognize him,
Yeah. Thank you for listening to the Voices of Legacy. This is your friend, Pastor Carl Mitchell III, your host of this program. We want you to go to wgte.org/legacy to like, share, subscribe, and hear all of our past podcasts and our future podcasts. Be a friend and join with us in the Voices of Legacy, where you're writing your own legacy every day that you live. Have a blessed day.
WGTE. Voices around us. WGTE is supported in part by the American Rescue Plan Act funds, allocated by the City of Toledo and the Lucas County Commissioners, and administered by the Arts Commission.